Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Now back with us on Thursday Night Tailgate is the third member of our 2018 Guest Hall of Fame class, former Giants, Chiefs, Packers, and Seahawks defensive back Mark Collins. Mark first joined us on November 21st of 2013 and was so great, we had so much fun talking with him, that he came back the very next week to continue the conversation. Mark has been great sharing stories, you know, from his time with the Giants and being a part of their two Super Bowl championship teams in 1986 and 1990. He's also given us great perspective from playing for Marty Schottenheimer in Kansas City and the three Super Bowls that he's played in, including Super Bowl 32 with the Packers. As you guys have heard us say over the years regarding Mark, one of the great compliments about him came from Bill Parcells, who accurately stated, no one could cover Jerry Rice one-on-one except Mark Collins. Mark played his college ball at Cal State Fullerton, where he was a four-year starter and helped them to a pair of Pacific Coast Athletic Association championships. He was the PCAA Defensive Player of the Year in 1985 and holds the school record with 20 interceptions. He was inducted into their Hall of Fame in 2007, and we are honored to induct him into our Thursday Night Tailgate Guest Hall of Fame tonight. Hey, Mark, Chris, and Bob, congratulations, and thank you for being such a great guest over the years.
Hi, Mark. Chris, Bob, thank you for inducting me in your Hall of Fame. It is truly an honor. I mean, this is pretty cool, man. Again, thanks again. This is great. Anyway, what's up? What's up, guys?
Hey, Mark.
Doing great, man.
Mark, we were just talking about this with Chad Brown a little bit earlier, but you had such a great career. When you're speaking with kids at a football camp, coaching them, or when you're just addressing a group of kids, what message do you want them to walk away with after they've heard you speak?
You know what? Just a message is always try. Give your best effort and keep trying. Don't ever give up. Don't say you can't do it. Because when you say you can't do it, you're definitely not going to do it. But give yourself an opportunity to try to complete every goal that you can achieve. Make sure those goals are attainable goals, and go for it. That's it.
And Mark, you've worked very hard and achieved a lot over the course of your career, from going to Cal State Fullerton and being inducted into their Athletic Hall of Fame, to winning two Super Bowls with the Giants, to making yourself into a great broadcaster now. What drives you to being the very best at everything you do?
Oh, God, you know what? That's a great question. What drives me is just to keep going. I honestly think there's nothing I can't achieve, and I'm willing to listen and learn about things that I don't know much about and try to season that, but I just keep going. I just keep digging, you know, whether it's broadcasting or philanthropy or charity work and learning about things that I don't know about. And that keeps me going and staying with my kids, watching them grow and helping others. That keeps me going and keeps me motivated.
Mark, let's talk some football, and I want to start with the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, I'm a huge Steelers fan, and we saw Pat Mahomes pick the Steelers apart last Sunday.
Well, I as I said in many shows, and I'll say it on this one, I said this when I spoke to the draft picks that came in that year. He came in, I spoke to him and all the other draft picks and free agents, and I spoke to him directly. I said, you know, if you treat this city correctly, they'll love you forever. Engage in the community, be here. You're not supposed to be here, meaning stay here all year round, and he embraced it, and he learned while he was here. And watching him play, even the last game against Denver, you know, last year, and knowing of him and his work ethic, and watching last week against Steelers, this guy is probably 2 to 3 years ahead of schedule. And what makes me say that is, you know, he was reading the Steelers defense like a third or fourth year veteran. He knew what was coming. He'll see two high safeties. He'll check to a run. He'll see two high safeties with press coverage on the right side in a four receiver formation, two receivers and two corners on bubble run on the right side, and two DBs off on the left side. He would throw the quick pass on the left side. He's tuned in. He's dialed in. You know, I'll be the first to tell you, let's not put this guy in the Hall of Fame too quick, as a Bill Parcells would probably say. But he has a tremendous upside. He gets it. And I think he's going to do pretty well with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Bob, questions for Mark?
Hey, Mark, congrats on the honor, and thanks for your kindness over the years. And I want to ask you about the, you know, you play the game, Mark, about 5'10", a little under 200 pounds, and it's amazing that you've been out of the game 20 years now. I'm the one getting old, yeah. Not you. You know, but is it much harder now for a guy that size to play the position, Mark, or is it still mostly about footwork?
It's all about footwork, and it's all about heart, and it's all about the mental part. Probably not in that order. I think the mental part is much more prevalent now. You got to be the cerebral in this game. You got to know exactly what a team's trying to do to you. You got to know what a receiver's trying to do to you based on alignment. Spit from the receipt, from the line of scrimmage, from the sidelines, formation. That kind of stuff, goes a long way. What I mean by that is if a coach knows that offense has been equal, everybody can play a little, pick a play. But the player that can think the game through and can complete a play and prevent plays from happening, gains the trust of that coach, and that coach will not hesitate when you play. So, basically, answer your question. The size doesn't matter because you can never measure the heart, and you pretty much can't measure the mindset of a player who's playing.
Mark, we talked to Chad Brown about Bill Belichick, and I want to ask you about a guy that's always in the same conversation, Parcells. You had mentioned you came in the league '86 with him. We knew he was a disciplinarian, a no nonsense guy. Tell us more about what made him such a great coach.
Well. Bill Parcells was a guy, he was hard, but he was fair. You knew exactly where you stood with Bill Parcells. If he didn't like you, you knew it. If he loved you, you knew it. If he was quasi-liking you, you want to make sure you do the right things to make him love you. And that's Parcells. That was just him. But he's a guy who's another methodical guy. He knew the pulse of his teams. He knew the pulse of each guy he coached. He knew how to engage with the player in a fun way or in a hard disciplinarian way. And he got the most of those players when he did that.
Mark, before we let you go, remind our listeners about the great things you're doing at 2-5 Sports and how they can follow you online and on social media as well.
Oh, gosh. Thank God you guys asked me something I really know about. Oh, thank you both. I enjoy my charity work, but muscular dystrophy to helping the homeless and stuff like that. And it's fantastic, and I enjoy working with kids who are striving to go to college, continue their education through sports, through scholarship. So my company, 2-5 Sports, what we do is help student athletes gain exposure nationwide to gain a sports scholarship. All sports, male and female, what happens is the student athlete put their profile together, pictures, video, accolades, and academics, and colleges will look for them based on the criteria the college has set. GPA, region, position of sport. And we are just a facilitator. We don't try to match players with colleges because that doesn't work. And if the colleges like what they see, they will contact that student athlete, and we make it happen. And it's a fantastic business. Help tons, thousands of kids achieve their goal academically to go to college and finish their education.
Mark, tell everyone how they can find your site online and then follow you on Twitter.
Well, you can find me on Facebook. I think I maxed out on my Facebook friends at 5,000, but I'm one of the easiest guys to get a hold of on Twitter. I'm at the number 2, FIVE Sports. That's 2-5 Sports. On LinkedIn, I'm Mark Collins. Even on Instagram, I'm Mark 2-5 on Instagram. Follow me. I'll follow you back. I enjoy engaging in conversation. All positive, I hope. And that's what I do. I love talking to people, and I just love your life.
Well, Mark, we can't thank you enough for your support. We're honored to have you as a member of our 2018 Guest Hall of Fame class. You've been so great to us over the years. We hope you'll come back real soon, share more of your stories and insights with us. We really appreciate everything you've meant to both Bob and I and the show.
And guys, you know what? I tell you, this is an honor. Thank you very much for the Hall of Fame induction. This is big for me. I really appreciate it. And as I always say this, let's do this again and let's have some fun with it. This is great. And congratulations to you guys, too. Keep going strong.
Thanks, Mark. Take care. All the best to you and your family. We'll catch up again with you real soon.
Good night, Mark.
Thanks. Be good. Good night.
That is former Giants two-time Super Bowl champion defensive back plus Chiefs, Packers, and Seahawks, DB Mark Collins. And Bob, it's an honor to honor him, if you will, tonight by having him as a member of our 2018 Guest Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he played on those great teams up here. Chris probably never got the credit he deserved, but a big people person and a favorite of ours.